That was a short one, wasn't it? We told you the service was going to be short. It'll be the quickest one in history, I think. Well, we're actually starting this new series. It's a series called Faith Pictures. And clearly, this morning, we're not going to be able to launch it in the way that perhaps we would want to this morning. But what I propose is we do a little bit of an introduction. If you want to find out more, then there's the 9:30 service. Rob preached a full thing this 9:30. So go on the church website and you can access it there. Also, there's a fantastic website called Faith Pictures Church Army, which has got all the sessions in there and stuff in there. So go to their website. So you have to log in, you have to do all the password and all that stuff, but you might get mithered with emails, but just have a look. It's really very good. So it's only a short new course, and it's really to follow on from the fruitfulness on the front line, which I think was one of the best things we've done for a long while. So practical and really helpful. And our aim in Faith Pictures in this new series is to be also practical, to practically share our faith. And Faith Pictures is using, is trying to use our passions, our interests, as a bit of a springboard to share in our faith. So it may be that you're, I don't know, passionate about music. Rick. It might be that you're, I'm not going to pick on people, so don't look so worried. It might be that you're passionate about gardening. It might be that you're passionate about a certain sport, or knitting or reading or something like that. And that then can allow us to strike up conversations with those around us, our passions and our interests being used. And, you know, that is how we engage in conversation, isn't it? You know, when I meet somebody new, I often, you know, if they look fairly sporty, I might say, you know, into sport. And they go, oh, yeah, I'm into mountain biking. I go, really? So am I. And then we're away. You know, what bike have you got? And all that kind of stuff. But then you can lead into, the idea is that you lead into a faith picture. Pictures are memorable, aren't they? We remember things through pictures. This morning, Catherine, my daughter-in-law, text Helen, and it was quite a funny thing happened. On Facebook, there was this picture of this really, really old person, really old. And Amelia, my granddaughter, said, what's that? And Catherine said, that's an old man. And she said, my grandy's an old man. So pictures trigger things, don't they, in people's brains. So this picture of this old person obviously related to me as her grandfather. So they do. And our interests are unique to us, as are our faith story, our faith journey is unique to us. And people are more willing to listen to our experiences than a bit of an ear bending or Bible bashing or, you know, a lecture or impromptu sermon. So Faith Pictures, this course, takes us gently through to the final sessions, the final two sessions, 5 and 6, where we think about our faith journey and an illustration or an image or a metaphor that would help us to be able to share our faith so that it'll stick in people's heads. So that it's memorable for the hearer and not threatening and not too cheesy, one would hope. And it's honest because it's about us. So it's a sort of imagination, using our imaginations in this course. And then the final session, session 6, will encourage us to identify with a certain Bible character. Why do we identify with a certain Bible character? Do you identify with Jonah, you know, always running away? Do you identify with Peter, letting the Lord down? Who would you most identify with and why? And Amos and Ezekiel and Jeremiah use pictures, don't they? They use pictures for a generation that's unwilling to hear it straight. And that's pretty similar today, isn't it? A generation unwilling to hear it straight. And so Amos, in the reading we've just had, uses pictures of locusts and shower of fire eating the land. Later on, he uses a plumb line. Pictures. And of course, Jesus used pictures, didn't he, in his parables. Everyday picture language about the kingdom of God, trying to explain what the kingdom of God is like. Everyday stuff from farming, from lamps, cities on hills, vineyards, fig trees, lost sheep, yeast, we've just had that, haven't we? Lost coins, pearls. Jesus uses pictures. So I've been trying to think about mine. My faith, what might be, and this is just beginning because I'm, yeah. So I've been thinking about my journey of faith and my sort of passion, which is mountain biking. And thinking, can I sort of do a bit of a faith picture? Well, I was thinking, you know, my life is a bit like, an MBR killer loop, which is a very long ride for those who don't know what a killer loop is. So, you know, maybe 45-mile, seven-hour ride, a bit of a marathon. And sometimes life's a bit of a long slog uphill. You know, and as you're going up, you know, say some real big mountain, you've got people coming down looking at you as though you're off. And you look at them thinking, yeah, I'm supposed to be enjoying this, but I'm not. And life can be a bit like that, can't it? I should be enjoying it, I'm told I should, but it's just not that easy. And sometimes I have to get off, carry the bike, put the bike on the back when it's really difficult, you know. Thinking, what's the point? What is God doing in my life? Other times it's exhilarating. You're coming down that hill, downhill, saddle down. It's flowing. It's great. You feel alive. When life is good and God is close, it's like that great cracking downhill. You're probably thinking, what on earth is he going on about? And then there's the crash. You know, those painful experiences in life. You take a wrong line, you tumble. Rick knows about that. I know about that. Took a tumble the other day. Life hurts. You thought you were doing it right. I was doing my best, but I still came off. And you play it over in your mind. You think, how could I have taken that section differently? It's like that with life. But God still lifts me up. He guides me through, even through those crazy uphills and the downhills, the roller coaster of life. He's constant, ever picking me up, getting me back. And you know, at the end of the killer loop, you might think, what was that about? But you think, you never regret going out, even when it's lashing it down. You still enjoy it. I don't know. Anyway, that's a stab at my stop laughing. That's a stab at my faith journey. And hopefully it doesn't get that response when you actually tell it. And I don't know, it might be refined as we go through the course and it leads us through to the finishing thing. The whole idea is to engage with people out there, to share our faith with folk out there. So, you know, that's what it's all about. In an age that's unwilling to hear it straight, let's try and be imaginative and winsome in perhaps what we're doing. Cheers, David. That was a good